Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Take the show with you and stream worldwide every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Or on the TuneIn Radio app. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker not backing down on his order requiring recreational marijuana shops to remain closed. He says if the shops there open, people would flood into Massachusetts from all the other states around to buy weed.
That's why it should be legal everywhere.
And this goes against the social distancing.
Yeah, he's right, though. They would flood in because that's a whole area. All those states are close together. Doesn't take more than a couple hours to get to Massachusetts from anywhere in that area. In that area.
I get reports that edibles are hard to come by now because they're keeping an eye on the border.
Oh, because they got nothing better to do?
Because a lot of them, a lot of the edibles coming into Kansas.
You can drive through and get a margarita and just drink it on the way home in this city, but you can't get an edible?
But I think they're paying attention to traffic coming in and out of the state of Colorado.
Got
to
stop the weed. That's the biggest problem with the pandemic is the weed.
That's just anecdotal evidence. Yeah. I haven't heard any actual reports from law enforcement officials or whatever. I just know it's hard to find edibles.
But we'll drive you a bottle of wine. There you go.
Right, because a lot of wives are just finding them and throwing them away.
Yeah, damn right. Can I buy some pot from you? I'm serious.
I saw some video on Twitter or something over the weekend. Some dude out on his run, and it happened to be recycle day along the street.
Oh.
And it was just showing just bins full of wine bottles. Here's another bin full of wine bottles.
Yeah.
Our
city doesn't do glass for some reason, but you're right. Most cities have glass recycling.
Yeah.
And buddy of mine used to laugh because in normal times, there was a couple of bottles of vodka laying out there, him and his wife, back east. But I saw that same video, and the guy goes, everybody's working on themselves at home, and just vodka, booze everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Working from home. Sure you are.
It's tough not to drink, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Alcoholism is going to go up. Most of us are just drinking more, but we're not alcoholics. You can be both.
You can drink more without being an alcoholic.
Yes, you can. Alcoholics have told us.
You can need detox without being an alcoholic.
Yes, alcoholics have told us we're not alcoholics, and I take their word for it. Todd and I, we've all known some alcoholics have told us to our face, you guys aren't alcoholics.
Are you going with the takes one to know one theory?
Well, you might drink a little bit, but you're not alcoholics.
We did the quiz on Friday.
Yes.
We're good.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg, Todd. Yeah.
Well, we're not alcoholics. I don't know if we're good.
We're close to moderate.
Well, maybe not now.
That's the conclusion I came to.
Which side?
I've definitely been drinking more since all this is going on.
Yeah.
Alcohol withdrawal symptoms can start sometimes as early as 2 hours after the last drink.
I never thought I'd say this, but the drinking thing is just getting boring to me now.
Yeah,
just because it's it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, you're right, Todd. It's much more fun to drink when you go out and do stuff.
Yeah, when you have the option.
Right.
When you have the option to
concert.
Sit at a bar and have a Moscow Mule while they prepare your meal, I like to have a drink that way once in a while.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, now it's just me sitting on my couch again.
No, you're right, Todd. I'm the exact same way about that. It's Groundhog Day at home with alcohol, and I prefer Funny Bone, a band, a restaurant, even a movie theater. I prefer that.
I think most people do.
No, I know that. But there are people that love to just drink at home all the time, even no pandemic.
Yeah, those are
people. That's Todd. That's Todd.
That is Todd. That is Todd.
The king of I'm staying home is I'm home too much.
He is the king of I'm staying home.
Yeah, home's fine unless you have to be there.
Yeah, when they, you know, I got no other options, so it sucks now.
At some point, it's you.
Yeah, it does suck.
I mean, I did see guys walking through the park. There was just a guy walking his dog, and I walked the dog through the park the other day.
With your flask?
I did not have my flask.
The camelback.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Alcohol withdrawal symptoms can start sometimes as early as 2 hours after the last drink. More commonly, it would start 6 hours after the last drink. The effect peaks between 6 and 72 hours from your last drink. In some cases, it can last up to 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, it's going to last for a while now.
That's some pretty heavy dependence there.
Right. The key is not to don't go through withdrawals. Just keep piling on. That's the key.
Yeah, don't go more than 2 hours.
Right. Only one way to ward them off.
Yeah, don't go more than 2 hours.
Thank you.
Oh, you have Parkinson's? No, I just need a drink.
Spanish police have arrested 8 people who they accused of flouting the coronavirus lockdown by organizing an orgy.
Oh, we talked about no orgies yesterday.
Undercover
That's why we
cops.
Stopped them around here.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Undercover cops in Barcelona raided the place.
It's been hell.
That as they were about to get going in their group sex session at the apartment, drugs included cocaine and liquid ecstasy.
In the morning.
That were also seized from the apartment, which had been rented for a week by one of the partygoers. Local reports said another 20 people were expected before police intervened.
That's an orgy.
One of the partygoers was said to have tipped off detectives after feeling guilty about breaking the lockdown rules. So these sex party guests are going to be fined for breaching government orders to remain at home and avoid socializing.
Yeah, a guy felt guilty soon after he had his orgasm. I'm out.
No, this is before they started.
Oh, really? Okay, all right.
But you're not going to have an orgy without some ecstasy. What the hell is the point?
Right.
Yeah, that whoever narked is never going to get invited to an orgy again.
No, you're right. You ain't allowed back. Yeah, we canceled our latest one. Because you know why we always cancel ours? No women. the women always say no, so we all sit around.
It's feeling really gay in here.
we just don't. There's no woman again unless that's just.
We're always thinking there's going to be a last minute RSVP.
Yeah, but never.
Nope. Someone with last.
They
second.
Never show up to our orgies, so we just sit there and then go home.
It's a recurring disappointment.
It is recurring, and I hate them.
Oh, Keith on the email also says down by the river. I shot my baby.
Probably
remade today. Yeah, right. That and it's 9 minutes long.
That too.
That too.
Right.
What's that new Dylan song? Super long.
I haven't heard it yet.
No.
It's brand new.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
This is about Kennedy. So I've heard that. I've seen stuff on Twitter that says it's like appropriate for the moment and stuff.
Oh, really? Okay. I haven't heard it yet.
I guess you've got time just sitting around at home.
I do have time now. I got time.
American Airlines says they're getting rid of the middle seat for the time being.
Just not selling it, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, because...
During this crisis...
Our buddy of ours lives in Vegas, and he lives originally from Boston. He posted up a photo that JetBlue, $35 from Vegas to Boston.
And isn't 29 of that taxes?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, it was like $5 for the seat, and 30 for taxes.
Wouldn't you just buy that anyway? And if you don't end up not going down the road, you lose $30. I'm sure he's bought a few of those already. Why not? It's $30, right, yeah.
American Airlines blocking all or half of all middle seats on planes to create more space between passengers. Beverage service, I got it, that part too. Yeah, beverage service also reduced. Southwest Airlines.
But you're right. The guy in front of you is close to you then. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. You're closer to the guy in front of you.
They should stagger it. You know, middle seat and then two aisle window, middle seat, aisle window.
Southwest Airlines, well, who's to say they're not? Southwest Airlines cutting 1,500 daily flights. Nearly a 40% reduction in flights for the nation's biggest domestic carrier.
Is that all domestic stuff? Because I know they go to the Caribbean. They go to Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw some. Whatever. Talk to this guy here right now. Actually, we'll save this.
Good.
Yeah. The game will be out on 420 Bud Farm.
I can't wait.
And the creator here is Tommy Chong.
Hi, Tommy.
Welcome, Tommy.
Hey, thank you. How are you guys doing, Todd and Tyler?
We're doing okay, man. How you doing? Are you just sitting there in your house? And what are you doing for fun nowadays that we're all stuck inside?
And where are you writing this out? You in California?
I'm in California. Oh, it's hell here. It's just hell. I mean, you know, the pool guy hasn't come around for days. I mean, you know. I mean, our favorite restaurant, you know, they don't open till later.
The hell.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're in a nice compound there with a pool, and I know that you got sunshine, but still, we're in a house. Are you in a house normally a lot anyway?
Yeah, you know, I limit my outdoor exercise quite a bit now because I'm trying to learn how to dance tango.
I thought you had that down. I thought you've been a tango dancer for years.
Are you trying to get better?
I've been calling myself a tango dancer for years, but now I got to really learn it. You know, I got to got to put my dancing where my mouth was. You know,
but you
no, I it's a tough dance. It's a very tough dance, and that's all I've been doing all day.
Well, with your wife then, obviously, because if you do it with somebody else, you're too close.
Yeah, that's true. I've been dancing with a chair.
Okay.
With rollers.
With a chair.
I dance, so that's my partner.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of the dancing.
She's a little.
Go ahead.
She's a little short, but it works. It works out okay. You know, my arms get tired holding them up. My wife. My wife, she's with me, and every once in a while, she will consent to be in
your partner,
you know, partner. Yeah. No, but that's what I've been doing, and I've been, you know, on the phone a lot, and I've been enjoying it. Tell you the truth, I was in jail, so I know how to do time.
I never thought about that. You were in jail. Bud Farm is a new video game coming out. You and Cheech got this together. You can download that on April 420, obviously. Explain Bud Farm to us. We're interested.
Well, it's a game, you know, an addictive game that once you start playing, you can't stop, you know, and you have to get psychiatric help. we want everybody to get hooked on it. And it's free. I don't know how we're going to make money, but yeah. I mean, that's the way of the world these days, you know. It'll keep you interested. Of course, you know, as it's, you know, you grow bud, and you grow the big bud, and you grow the good bud, and it's all about bud and having fun, and you know, being addicted and ignoring everybody else while you play your game. I love it.
Let's say you tried to grow weed before and you sucked at it. Will this teach you a little something? Can anybody who's doesn't have a green thumb be good at this?
You just have to be, you know, have a phone and fingers, I guess, or nose, or do something. I don't know. It's more about, you know, just playing something that you can never master.
Well, it's like one of those city, you build your own city. This one, you're building your own bud farm, I guess. And so that what it is. Okay, got it.
That's exactly it. Right. There you go.
All right. Okay. Are you good at it? Are you good at it?
Oh, I'm so terrible.
At your own game? At your own game, you suck at it?
No, we're talking about actual growing.
Growing.
both. No, the thing is about growing, you have to water them. You have to take care of them, all that stuff. You
they're,
know?
Yeah, they're very high.
You don't just put them in a pot. You just don't put them in a pot and walk away. You just have to, every day. Every day you got to do that stuff. So,
Tom,
no, the game is nice. You don't have to play it every day.
All right, Tom. You, yeah. So, oh, your weed will stay alive in the game if you avoid it for a couple days.
Yeah. Do you have a lifetime supply of weed from everybody who has slipped you a joint while they saw you at a comedy performance?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It's the law of plenty. You know, guys like me that really don't need it.
Yeah.
We always get it. I got closets full of weed that I found. You know, I'm looking for places to put the weed I got, and I find other places where I put the weed, and I got tons of it.
Yeah,
and the more I give it away, the more it comes back. It's crazy.
You came here, I don't know, it was years ago.
Oh,
but
hey,
when you're doing the meet and greet, every other guy had a joint for you, and I figured, well, that's got to happen to Tommy everywhere.
And
he
that was
goes.
20. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah,
easily.
It does.
Yeah, we met Tommy.
It does.
Tommy Chong with us.
Oh yeah, I meet people. So,
go ahead, Tommy.
Especially growers, you know. I love the growers. They here only got you a couple of bushels, but that ought to do. Yeah.
But they want you to try it and to tell you how good it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the thing is, people always ask me, what's your favorite strain?
Uh-huh.
And I always tell them, marijuana.
Yeah. Mine, too.
Yeah, do you think people are just being way too specific now with that drug? Because basically, like you said, your strain is marijuana.
It's a human habit, I guess. Yeah. You know, people like to become experts,
right,
at things that you don't care about. You know?
And if Tommy Chong doesn't care about whatever strain it is, then you shouldn't care about it either. All right.
All right. You mentioned your stint in jail. I was curious.
Yeah,
I was curious, Tommy, if you have any friends that you met in jail that you still keep in touch with.
Oh yeah, always. Are you kidding? We're joined forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
When's the golf caddy? If you get a chance to watch the PGA, you know, the professional, he's the caddy for Harris English.
Okay.
Harris English. Harris was he was leading the pack in the U.S. Open, and no, he's up there, and my buddy is Eric Larson. And he's really well known caddy on the tour. You know, he caddied with Mark Calcabecchi and all that. And I met Eric in prison, and he taught me. In fact, he got me into playing golf. You know, because he got me some free golf clubs from.
What was he in? What was he in prison for? What was he in prison for?
He got railroaded. He was a cocaine. No, seriously, he was a cocaine user.
Okay.
And so when they busted the coke ring, they needed a name. And so Eric was the only name. You know, he was a caddy for a famous guy. And so they went after him, and they were going to give him 5 years. And he was just a user. He never dealt. He never did anything. Oh. At least that's his story. And so so he fought it. And he ended up getting 14 years.
Whoa!
In prison.
How long was he in? How long was he in?
He did at least 11.
Oh man!
He did 11 years. And then, see, as soon as I got there, I made friends with everybody.
Yeah.
And I found out that if you make friends with the drug counselor, they have the power to get your sentence reduced. And so as soon as I found that out, then I hooked him up with Eric, and Eric is out on tour now. He's out of prison now. And what Eric is a beautiful, like, genius. You know, he got a couple of university degrees while he was in prison. And he's a brain and a beautiful guy. And he was our cook when we were there because he ran the garden. And so we had a fresh, home cooked meal. Every meal we had in there was great.
Bud Farm is available on 420 to be downloaded. Bud Farm from Cheech and Chong. Tommy Chong, hey, have fun at the pool. And sorry about the restaurant not opening until later on, too, by the way. I know it's hell for you there.
No. I'll, hey, listen, I'll manage. Amen. I've been through a lot.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it.
I'll get by. I'll get by this.
All right. See
you. Take care, Todd.
Good luck. Thanks for your time.
Follow Tommy on Twitter. He's like-minded when it comes to the current situation.
Just what a cool guy.
Oh, he's always been a cool guy.
Just good nature. So he could easily come out of like that prison, everything just being bitter.
Yeah, right. Because you know, there's nothing more of a travesty than the Tommy Chong spending a year in prison for selling bongs. It is so crazy to think about that. After all these years, they put Tommy Chong in prison for selling bongs. And now weed is everywhere. Now, hell, there are guys still in prison for weed, too, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But Tommy Chong, you know, is just crazy.
Now he has his own line of weed.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chong's choice.
Right.
Florida man in custody for allegedly stealing hundreds of dollars worth of lingerie from a Dillard's store. Police say that 29-year-old Ray Long.
Ray. You don't have to call me Ray. His name is Ray Ray.
His name is Ray Ray Long.
So they named his middle name the same as his first name.
That's what it seems to be. Okay.
Or is he Ray Ray?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's Ray Ray.
Yeah. But
I mean, his first name could be Ray Ray.
Yeah. Well, that'd be stupid.
Well, Raymond Ray. According to this, he has three names. The first two are Ray.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're saying Courtney.
Like Craig. Right. That'd be stupid. Yeah.
He's Ray Ray.
I don't care if it's Ray or not. It's stupid to call yourself the same name twice.
Oh, there's a John John.
John Jr. was always John John.
Okay, but that wasn't a given name.
Right.
He was not Jonathan on the birth certificate.
No. Right.
This guy, I think, is Raymond, or at least Ray.
Got it.
On the birth certificate.
What kind of underwear was you stealing?
$800 worth of lingerie got stuck into his backpack while in a fitting room. A deputy inside the Dillard's tried to stop Mr. Long, or Ray, causing a chase throughout the floor until he was caught and arrested. Now looking at charges of grand theft, resisting arrest. No word on why he decided to steal those particular items.
Well, you know he had Teddy on. Whatever he had on, he had Teddy on underneath that. He wanted to wear them, man. He wanted them. Nice silky things all over his crotch.
Yeah, it's not like he was going to give it to all his girlfriends.
No. No, Ray probably doesn't have any. Yeah. Yeah.
If we get something wrong again, call the show and straighten us out at 877-931-4TNT. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.